Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We want to put it on record that the Gauteng government has taken legal action, said spokesperson Vuyo Maha. And that is exactly who is joining us on the line. A very good morning to you. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you. It's quite unusual, though, isn't it, for Gauteng government to take these types of steps?
No, it is indeed unusual. Ordinarily, it's something that will have let it go. But if we did not take the legal steps, it will mean that we are validating that our public health system is a system that can be trusted. Hard-working men and women in the healthcare, in those particular hospitals, women who are there to trade babies and do all sorts of funny things. So it was very important for us to defend their honor.
I couldn't agree with you more. How far are you going to take this, though?
Well, we're going to the court of the land, so it will depend. So the whole process will then be left to the court of law.
And what was it particularly about the story that has almost enraged you? But actually, I mean, most people feel the same. People are absolutely incredulous that the story, that the papers just continued to push the story in the way that has been doing.
Okay, I think the main is really to protect the industry of healthcare workers, the nurses and the doctors who have worked extremely hard for the past 2 years to make sure that they save lives. They can treat all the public health in particular, because majority of women depend on the public health system to deliver their newborn babies. Now, you don't create it out, or the capability and the ability of government and the doctors.
And have you found as well that there hasn't been, how would it have played out if the papers behaved a little bit differently even after the story was published?
No, I mean, like, well, the issues that were there with all the public hospitals, as well as we had an engagement with the private hospitals, all of them actually confirmed that there were never babies that were born in any of the institutions, both public and the private. And I think for us, that would be about it. But the consistency now, and also to question the integrity of the healthcare workers, as I was saying, the, you know, the nurses and the doctors, was really pushing it to her.
It's just the most bizarre story. And then allegations of baby trafficking, child trafficking, and it was just from the get-go. There was an element of complete madness in the story, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, the logical thing, I suppose, if there was any glimpse of child trafficking or anything of that sort, the logical thing to do is really to contact the law enforcement agencies to really further protect further trafficking if there is any. And instead of going through the series that they are actually intending to do, is actually how best you protect this thing. So they have not said that they've actually taken the matter to the law enforcement agencies to investigate so that things are basically done. So they would have done it parallel. So carry on their movie series, but on the other side, make sure that they have actually presented evidence to the law enforcement agencies to prevent this from occurring. So we really don't know what is the motive behind, but really our interest is not there. Our interest is to make sure that we protect the integrity of the healthcare system in Gauteng and its personnel.